With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. 4 years ago, 300 candidates waited in the IMB's missionary pipeline, considering a call to the nations. That number has now surpassed 1,100, the highest it's been in decades. This means that more than 1,100 individuals have started a process to help solve the world's greatest problem, lostness, by becoming a missionary with the International Mission Board. When IMB President Paul Chitwood came into the role 4 years ago, he knew something needed to change due to the discrepancy between the number of those who begin the application process and the number who complete it. It takes about 900 candidates in the pipeline to produce 250 missionaries. IMB leadership understands that the key to bringing the gospel to the unreached is missionary presence that cultivates gospel access, gospel belief, and church planting and multiplication. The Biden administration granted a waiver last week to aid the recovery of Puerto Rico from the devastation of Hurricane Fiona on the same day Southern Baptist leaders joined others in asking for the action. Four presidents of Southern Baptist entities urged President Biden to provide the waiver immediately. The SBC entity heads told Biden in their letter, "The feedback we've received indicates resources like diesel fuel are needed immediately." They commended Biden for specific steps his administration has taken to fulfill his promise to aid Puerto Rico's recovery.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a Bible study from Lifeway, the author writes, "Idols are a plague, but ultimately they have no life beyond what we give them. The idols of today include fame, fortune, sex, success, our homes, and our happiness, among a myriad of other things. If we make these things central in our lives, if these are the things we worship, God will do what is necessary to bring us back to Him and help us see that only He is worthy of worship. The gracious work of God has culminated in the gift of His Son, Jesus, the image of God, to save us from our idols, our penchant to chase them, and the consequences of death and judgment that follow in their wake. May we repent of all our idols and worship the one true triune God alone, for He alone is living, gracious, and worthy." Read the full study at baptistpress.com.